the Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. And the snow's gone again. It's gotten a little nicer. So, you know, the weather changes every 5 minutes.
I did walk down to the studio and back, so I may have brought sunshine with me in my gravitational field.
Yeah, it perhaps might have been it was you. I don't see any snowflakes in
there. Someone stole your sunshine, I brought it back.
Oh, thank you, Fancy Brian. You always do. 844-967-2789. You can call me Sunshine on the Devil Radio World Party line, right? The party line. 844-96-PARTY. Former U.S. Attorney James Santel joining me in the 4 o'clock hour. Batman Matt Rothschild, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joins in the 5 o'clock hour. But Fancy Brian, I think we need to cover, at least briefly, sort of the aftermath of the nomination hearing, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, my understanding, Joe Manchin has come out publicly, and he's been a pain in our ass, all of us. But Joe Manchin has come out publicly and said he will support this nominee of Joe Biden. I'm thinking, it's the least you could do. But anyways, that means it's basically a foregone conclusion. This nominee will be a Supreme Court justice with or without any Republican support. So the question is, this historic nominee, the first black female nominee, will she garner Republican support? You know, because a hell of a lot of these Republicans voted for her, you know, one of the last two times when she was first impaneled on the federal bench and when she made it up to the appellate court like a year ago. But anyways, Fancy Brian, want to play the sound of the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Mitch, the turtle. So here he is, and he will be doing exactly what you would expect Mitch McConnell would be doing. He'll be voting against Joe Biden's nominee. Cut number one.
The Judiciary Committee has completed its hearing for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I enjoyed meeting the nominee. I went into the Senate's process with an open mind.
No, you didn't. But and that was the end of the cut?
I pressed stop a little too soon. Give me a moment here. Yeah, we're going to go back.
Okay.
The Judiciary Committee has completed its hearing for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I enjoyed meeting the nominee. I went into the Senate's process with an open mind. But after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
Shocker. Mitch McConnell will not be supporting Joe Biden's nominee. Does this surprise anyone? I mean, Sotomayor joined the court, I believe, 67 votes. Numerically, a lot of Republican support. And what are we going to see? What, a 50-50, a coin flip, and Kamala Harris has got to come in and push the 51st to push her onto the court? Are no Republicans? I mean, when McConnell comes out, what he's effectively telling his caucus is don't vote for her. I'm not going to vote for her. I expect you not to vote for her. And it's a travesty because she's clearly qualified. So many of them voted for her before. But this is what, the ghost of Kavanaugh, their retribution? Where's the retribution for Merrick Garland, right? I mean, where's the retribution? Merrick Garland should be impaneled on the U.S. Supreme Court. We shouldn't be waiting for him as the attorney general to decide whether or not he's got the courage to indict Donald Trump. But anyway, so, you know, that one, stick it in my craw.
Yeah, if Mitch McConnell has any sort of credibility after what he pulled with Garland, and then on the fact that his state just sucks in general and it's sucked for the entire time he's been there and his state still sucks, I mean, what else you want to... I don't know how McConnell can... People look at him and go, wow, that's my guy. Like, I don't see what is appealing about this guy, even in the least, other than he's cunning enough to go and do whatever it takes to make sure that they win, and that's literally it.
Well, he's got a lot of power and control, even as the minority leader. But I think it's ridiculous that Ketanji Brown Jackson will not garner, you know, any Republican support. Clearly a qualified nominee. I mean, if this doesn't come off as racist, I'm not exactly what will. And I think it's very ironic because as Mitch McConnell is saying, you know, oh, she likes court packing, so I can't support her. What you hear is nothing but crickets and silence on the breaking news overnight. Clarence Thomas's wife, Jenny Thomas, Jenny with an I and a G. Well, she was texting the former chief of staff to the former president, Donald Trump. And this was after the election, after Trump lost, after the news had announced Trump lost. And we read so many of those tweets yesterday on the air. And other than the fact they're a little messianic, you know, they were effectively a Supreme Court justice's wife suggesting that, you know, let's overturn the outcome of the election. And Mark Meadows responding in kind, something, you know, God's will, God's plan, praying to Jesus to overturn the election.
Considering that they think that, you know, Trump is somewhat of Jesus, does that mean that they think it was Trump's plan?
Well, of course it was Trump's plan. You know, God, Trump, Don Jr., the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, something like that.
Again, like Minions, whoever's got the most power, we're going to go and follow that guy.
I want to read, well, I want to read from Morning Joe. And I'm not going to torture you with the Morning Joe sound. It's long and it's biting. But Joe Scarborough, former Republican, I guess he's just a commentator now. You know, I know guys like that, like you and I, Fancy Brian. But this morning on the Morning Joe, the communications showed the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas plotting with White House Chief of Staff to overturn Donald Trump's election loss using right-wing conspiracy theories and religious terminology to justify their efforts. And the Morning Joe host, Joe Scarborough, said he was shocked and appalled. Shocked, I tell you. He was pretty fired up. I'm gonna see if I can do it justice. His quote, "I must say, spending a good deal of my adult life in the conservative community in Washington, D.C., this is one of the most disturbing things I have read. I can't believe I'm saying this through the entire Trump presidency and what we found out after the Trump presidency for three reasons. Two and three are the best, but I'm going to start and do them sequentially. First of all, spouses do their own work. They can do whatever they want to do. Clarence Thomas does not tell his wife what to do and vice versa. We can make that assumption. But Thomas on her own, Jenny Thomas on her own, has been a pillar of Washington, D.C.'s conservative community. She's revered and celebrated. The who's who of Washington, D.C. look upon this woman as a leader of the conservative movement. It tells you how deeply corrupted and intellectually flawed that movement became through the Trump years. Jenny Thomas, I must say on a personal note, when I knew her, I'm speaking for Joe Scarborough, when I knew her serving in the House of Representatives, she was always an apologist for the Republican establishment. She always carried the water for the Republican establishment, and she maintained those ties throughout her times in D.C. So Jenny Thomas is a representative of where the Republican Party has gone over the past 25 to 30 years. That's frightening enough reading these text messages. And here comes number two. And this is where it gets good, Fancy Brian. Secondly, you have the chief of staff of the president of the United States actually summoning the name of Jesus Christ, Scarborough said. Think about the sickness of this. He summons the name of Jesus Christ for his help in overturning American democracy. Now, you could call it what you want to call it, but if you're trying to throw out a presidential election because you lost, that's overthrowing American democracy. He says he'll make it the fight of his life with the help of Jesus Christ to overturn American democracy. Here is the thing about Mark. When he was trying to undermine American democracy, he said that it's a fight of good versus evil. But it's a frame of mind after reading the story last night. He's right. It was a fight between good and evil. He just got the jerseys mixed up. He was not on the side of good, using Jesus Christ's name to spread lies, to spread conspiracy theories. I'm telling you, that's a level of sickness I never thought I would see from my old party. And now here's number three. This one's also good, I think, Fancy Brian. He was fired up. I'll try to do likewise. The third thing, yes, it is shocking about this, that Clarence Thomas, when he had a case that came before him that he knew his wife would be associated with, didn't recuse himself. Now, I read on for Scarborough. He was the lone dissenter to stop these text messages from coming out. And we have been told, by the way, that Clarence Thomas is in good health. And he's going to be fine, and he recovered from treatment. We're grateful for that. We look forward to having him coming back to the court sometime very soon. What he did here, shocking. Any judge, he said, before the work of spouses can be separated out and should be separated out, and they are independent actors, except when they are not. See the problem here? I'm going to read on again. This is Joe Scarborough. It's making me all fired up. Here, this is where their work comes together. And I would say the fact that Clarence Thomas did not recuse himself, and the fact that he did not recuse himself, and the fact that the president's chief of staff, after a presidential election that everybody knows he lost, including Mark Meadows, he says he'll make it the fight of his life with the help of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to overturn American democracy. Scarborough concluded as thus, "This is really sick stuff. And it really does show just the depths to which these people were willing to go and try and attack American democracy and throw out what Donald Trump's own people said was the cleanest presidential election in American history." I hope I did you justice, Mr. Scarborough. I'm not sure if I did. What do you think?
I think you did all right. Yeah, I was a little fired up.
Reading the Loudoun on a Friday.
Bad. Not too bad.
First Political has come out and said Justice Thomas should recuse himself from January 6th and 2024 election cases going forward. In this case, it's U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, who today said Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should recuse himself from any cases involving the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. And if former President Donald Trump runs again, cases related to the 2024 election. Now, we talked about the fact Thomas is facing growing ethics questions amid reports that his wife, Jenny Thomas, urged then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to make an aggressive effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Wyden said Clarence Thomas's conduct on the Supreme Court looks increasingly corrupt in the wake of the new reporting. Again, a quote from the fine senator from Oregon. At the bare minimum, Justice Thomas needs to recuse himself from any case related to the January 6th investigation. And should Donald Trump run again, and as an aside, of course he will, any case related to the 2024 election, Wyden added. Wyden is the first Democratic senator to call on Thomas to recuse himself since the news broke Thursday of Jenny Thomas's outreach to top members of Trump's orbit. But critics have been raising concerns about Jenny Thomas's political activity posing ethically troubling overlap with her husband's judicial positions. Oh yeah, they overlap. A little political Kama Sutra going on over there.
You know whose fault it really is?
Joe Biden's?
Yes, thank you very much.
How could I not have seen that?
You clearly don't every day. I don't understand.
How could Clarence Thomas not have recused on the issue of whether his own wife's text messages should be exposed to the public? Well, you know, happy wife, happy life.
It's Joe Biden's fault.
Come back. More devils. If you don't, it's Joe Biden's fault. Don't you worry about a thing.
I don't think we are wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. No, no. Oh, no, 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 I don't want to.
You're wrong.